Bibliology question number two. What is the relationship between infallibility and authority? Fallibility is my response. Fallibility is defined by Webster's 1828 dictionary as, quote, liableness to err or to be deceived in one's own judgment as the fallibility of men, end quote. By contrast, Webster defines infallibility as, quote, not capable of erring, not liable to fail, or to deceive confidence, end quote. Scripture teaches us that, quote, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, end quote. Romans 3, verse 23. And even if someone lied just once, or any sin for that matter, they would be guilty of breaking God's, quote, whole law, end quote. James 2, verse 10. All men have sinned, and as a result, all men are fallible. The words of men cannot be infallible. As a result, man's words cannot be declared as absolute authority or as absolute truth. In contrast, God is holy. In Numbers 23, verse 19, it is written, quote, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and he will not make it good? End quote. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, we read that, quote, God cannot lie, end quote. This is simply a result of his holy nature. Holiness means separate from, or as Webster defines it, quote, perfect purity or integrity of moral character, end quote. He has perfection that is separate from our imperfection. Men are fallible because they are imperfect. God is holy. Therefore, God is perfect. Therefore, God is infallible. As described in the response to, quote, the Bible is spoken of as, quote, inspired, what does this mean, end quote, the Bible has been breathed out, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, by the Holy Spirit. The Bible is his words. The Bible is infallible because it is his truth, John 17, verse 17. Authority is, quote, power, rule, sway, end quote, which gives, quote, legal power, end quote. Authority is what people turn to in order to find out what or who rules. In Matthew 21, verses 23 to 32, Jesus Christ's words were challenged with the question, quote, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you authority, end quote, verse 23. The religious leaders of the time were challenging Jesus' authority as he spoke of godly things. Paul commended the Bereans for testing the validity of his teaching in the book of Acts, in chapter 17, verse 11, where he stated, now these, meaning the Bereans, were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things, meaning his teachings, were so, end quote. In both cases, we have religious people, some fake, from Matthew 21, verses 25 through 27, and some genuine, from Acts 17, verse 11, questioning the veracity of a teacher's authority on God. How do we know who is right when we hear different things about God? Well, this can only be answered by knowing what is the absolute authority and truth. When confronted with questions about authority on God, Jesus Christ is recorded as having said, quote, have you not read, end quote, in the Gospels seven times, Matthew 12, verse 3, verse 5, Matthew 19, verse 4, Matthew 22, verse 31, Mark chapter 12, verse 10, and verse 26, and Luke chapter 6, verse 3. In each of these cases, he was referring to Old Testament scripture to answer their questions. Because 2 Timothy 3:16 teaches us that all scripture is breathed out, emphasis mine, we know that Old and New Testament scriptures are what are authoritative, infallible, and profitable for, quote, teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, end quote. Jesus modeled that our response to matters of authority must be to point people back to the truth of his word. The inerrancy of scriptures is an important biblical doctrine because if his word or his nature has error, then we cannot trust the Bible as authoritative or absolute. J. Adams says that, quote, if the Bible were shot through with human error and were no more dependable than any other composition, if it were not a God-breathed revelation, this note of authority would give way to opinion, end quote. His holiness shows his infallibility, which gives way to his truthfulness and trustworthiness, or authority. To trust in anything other than his word is to put trust in, quote, truth, end quote, that is not perfectly true.